Blackstone Audiobooks presents Thunder Horse by Peter Bowen. Chapter 1.
"I thought that Ladue Springs was on state land," said Dupre.
Bart had a map spread out on the dining table. He was drinking tea from a glass in a silver holder with a handle like a beer mug.
"Everybody did," said Bart.
"But the survey was wrong, and the original homestead took in the springs, so they've got it." Dupre looked out the window toward the Wolf Mountains.
"Long time ago, we come down here, hunt the buffalo, camp at Ladue Springs. Lots of them wild plums there for the pemmican. Women, they pick the plums while we go hunt them buffalo, drive them into a corral, kill them, butcher them out. I know 12 songs got Ladue Spring in them. God damn."
The water came up out of the ground in a meadow, 3 large pools 50 feet apart, thousands and thousands of gallons a minute. Snows melted long ago up in the Wolfs and flowing underground a long way till they came up. Beautiful place, big meadow with a lot of water, flowers, thick grass. The creek cut down through the silt left by beaver dams 12 feet thick. Walls of soil and the creek cut through the yellow clay that got wet and then wouldn't let any water through it. Clean water, very cold. Lots of watercress. Little brook trout in the weeds, darting out to grab food. Catch dozens in an hour. Fry them up, eat them, bones and all.
"So," said Bart, "they own the water and they want to shunt it into some big ponds, really big ponds. Me, I get to dig those ponds."
"Shit," said Dupre. "This is not right."
The family that owned the ranch had hung on, even set up to handle a few dudes. But the parents died and the kids didn't want to live there, and so the ranch had been sold. To a Japanese company that was going to raise fish with the cool, clear, clean water. Pen-raised trout.
"I tried to buy the place when I found out it was for sale," said Bart. "I offered them twice what it's worth. No dice. They aren't raising
Sample complete. Ready to continue?